Now, we've been talking about the Barbara Knoll from Indiana. Survived the 2x4 through her windshield from a passing truck. Missed her by inches. When you see the video and you see the pictures of everything, like, it's harrowing. You realize, there's the picture right now. But by the way, Greg, will you please put this up on all the Facebook and stuff since she's coming on right now?
Sure.
All right. But it's through the windshield right to the right side. It looks like it's touching the steering wheel, and it's got the corner of the driver's seat in it.
And she's in Indiana. She's a driver there. She said, as soon as that semi was even with me, that just went bam. So the 2x4 shot off the truck and just went through my windshield.
So like one of the movie Final Destination type moments.
As soon as that semi was like even with me, then it just went bam.
Barbara Knoll was on her way to work Tuesday morning in Whiteland as a semi truck passed her in the opposite direction.
Sometimes we don't think about something coming off of that truck.
All of a sudden,
it was just so loud.
A piece of wood smashed through her windshield, missing her by inches.
I just was covered in glass. My car, my vehicle is every square centimeter is covered in glass from the dash to the cargo area.
Knoll says she immediately pulled over and called 911.
It was just crazy that I was standing next to my Jeep that had a 2x4 2 inches from my ear.
Our next guest is an Indiana woman who made headlines this week after a 2x4 flew off of a passing truck, shattered her windshield, narrowly missing her head by inches. Please welcome the very lucky Barbara Knoll.
Hey Barb, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Thank you. How are you?
Well, listen, I'm fine. Nobody tried to kill me with a goddamn 2x4. That's for real, man. That's when you look at that, how far that went into your car and how close that was to smoking you. Well, I'm not telling you anything, but how many times a day are you thinking about what could have been?
Well, you know, I try not to think about what could have been, but it could have been, very different outcome than we had. So. Yeah, very blessed that that did not hit me.
Sure.
It came through the windshield.
Do you really try to not think about what could have been?
Well, yeah. Right now I'm moving forward. And I want to make sure that, you know, people understand this happens and it happens a lot. You need to secure those loads. And I think there's a purpose for it, you know, that I'm still here. So, it's a story out.
I always go the other way. Maybe I'm a weirdo. Like, you know, if something happens, I try to think about, like, well, then what does that remind me? Like, hey, this is a short life, and at any moment you can get snuffed out. So live well, do the right thing. Don't hold stupid grudges. You know what I mean? Like those kinds of things where you go, you know, say you love somebody. Don't wait till a rainy day. Don't go, one day I'm going to go to Paris or whatever. Go to Paris. Don't wait. Because one day you're driving home. Where were you coming from? Were you coming from work?
I was actually headed to work.
Headed to work. And just think, like, hey, man, I don't know if you like your job that much, but you're on your way to work someplace that most people don't really love, and you get smoked on your way. You're like, God, what is it that you haven't done that you think, man, I'm going to do this now? Barbara, you know, like, you know, a place you want to go, something you want to do, something that you've always thought about.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely time to start thinking about doing the traveling and, you know, making sure you're really living, you know, instead of just going to work and going home.
But what is it you haven't done that you plan on doing now?
Oh, you know, I can't even answer that because I have traveled some and I have done. I just plan to do more of it. Just make sure I make time for the people I love and the places I want to go, and you know, just enjoy life.
You want to go to work? Day. Maybe tell your boss to kiss your ass a little.
No, I'm a great boss.
Well, just because some of us have to hold back once in a while.
Yeah.
You. By the way, did the guy who lost the 2x4, does he have any idea that he almost killed you?
I think that he should. It's been all over the news. And when he was pulled over, I guess, by the police, they told him what happened. So, a couple more inches and I would have been dead. That is true. That is the truth.
And I'm not sure what the ethical situation is like, because some guys who drive, they get loaded by a company.
That's,
you know, you know. And so, yes, I'm sure that by the law, we're, as a driver, you're supposed to secure your own load and make sure that everything is done correctly. But, you know, a lot of times these guys are in their trucks, they pull up somewhere, they get loaded, and then they go on. They're working their ass off. So it's an accident, and they have that word for a reason, because it is an accident. Not, you know, it wasn't obviously on purpose. But you think about it. Hell, that guy would have killed you. He would have had to live with that for the rest of his life. Now, obviously, it's worse for you to be dead, but also for him to live with an accident that happens that took someone's life. Do you have kids? Are you married?
Yeah, I have kids. My son's grown, so, and married. So, but you're right. If you get in a truck to drive it of any size, you really should check your load, whether you pack the load or not. I mean, I could drive up to Menards or, a hardware store and get some lumber packed, but before I drive off that lot in my pickup truck, I need to make sure that's secured. I can't use the excuse that the guy working at the store packed my load and sorry I killed somebody behind me, but it really
sure.
That's really not a good excuse.
No. Oh, so was it a citizen, not a company?
The truck driving, it was a truck driving company that the truck was.
So like a flatbed, like an 18-wheeler.
It was an open, yes, it was a semi-truck.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
It wasn't enclosed. So, I mean, like, if you're talking about a truck driver gets in and hauls a load, if it's an enclosed semi-truck, of course, you don't want your load to shift, but it's not going to fly out.
Sure.
It's closed up. So this was not a closed, enclosed trailer.
Is this, because I think we've all done it. I mean, I ride motorcycles, like, we've almost had it smoke me. You almost had it. By the way, did you get to keep the 2x4?
I did not keep the 2x4. I do not want the 2x4. No, it was stuck in my Jeep last time I saw it.
See, we're two very different people.
I guess we are.
That would be later in my house. I'd be like, want to know about this 2x4? Because they're like, why do you have a 2x4 in your living room? Let me tell you about this 2x4.
I can show the pictures, I guess, if I need to.
And but you came out of it okay. Like, so you're driving, and did you see it coming at you, or did it just happen, and then you had to realize what happened?
It just happened. So the semi was coming towards me. He was headed in the opposite direction. I was not following a truck. I was not following anyone. So, and it was dark. You have to remember it was pre-dawn. And so when the semi is coming towards you, the lights are big and tall and bright. Mm-hmm. So what you see is the semi coming towards you, passing you in the opposite lane. As soon as he came up beside me, as the second that we passed, wood was flying off of his trailer, and one just... my Jeep got hit with more than one piece of wood. The Jeep is totaled. The outside of the body of the Jeep was hit, too, not just the windshield. But when one came through the windshield, it just sounded like an explosion. And that's when I realized what had just happened. So I didn't see it. I couldn't see it. He was beside me when it flew off. So,
but this close brush with death, if you're just joining us with Barbara Knoll, Indiana, survived a 2x4 through a windshield. The truck missed her by inches, and it shoved it straight through like tornado style. And and so this hasn't, but it hasn't made you, there's no giant change in your life you're going to make. You didn't like walk in a door with your husband and be like, you're out. I'm done with this. I almost left this earth and I don't want to spend the rest of my time with you. Like there was no big change in your life.
No, I guess I've been living a pretty good life, huh?
Absolutely.
No big changes, at least not so far, and I'm just grateful. Yeah. I mean, I'm just grateful I'm still here to tell about it, and maybe somebody else can get something out of this. Like, maybe they can say, okay, now it's time. This could happen to me, too, and you never know.
Well,
so,
that's it. Well, listen, just be well, and I appreciate you stopping by the show to tell us the story, and because it's just everybody, we all got to get out on those highways, and everybody's got something to face, so I get it. I'm glad you're here to tell the story.
Yeah.
All right, Sugar, stay there. I'm such a different person. That literally would be my, like, hey, man, that could have killed me.
Yeah.
Like.
That's your come to Jesus moment.
I'm going to tell someone, kiss my ass, tell somebody I love them, drop a grudge, go get high, whatever. Like, I'm going to, but I'm definitely keeping the 2x4. Without, like, if you shot me, I want the bullet.
I get it.
I mean, not, I don't want to think about it. See, I think men and women, we just, you have like a middle of the road brain.
Yeah.
You got a girl boy brain. Mm-hmm. Mostly boy, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Thank you.
Bill?
Yeah.
What happened with you?
Wasn't me, as a coworker of mine. I heard you talk on the radio about with Barbara. A coworker of mine was coming home from work a few months back, and she drive shaft fell off a dump truck, and she had no choice on the highway, but she went over it. And it came up through the floorboard of her car, and it banged her legs. If it would have been about 1 or 2 inches over, the police and ambulance people said she would no longer be with us. So
oh, no. So the drive shaft came off of a semi?
Yeah, well, a dump truck.
A dump truck, sure. But I mean, that's a big drive shaft. So it separated and it clanged. You know, of course, it started to spin and then it detached itself and then came through the floor of her car up into the inside the car.
Yep. Yep, she had a little Hyundai Veloster, and it came up underneath it and right through the floorboard.
Dude.
She was bruised up for a while.
Dude.
She's very lucky.
Yeah, yeah, no, no. That dump truck's drive shaft up your ass is no way to go.
No, no.
Yeah.
No. That's... Well, I guess if you're going to go, that's one way to
well,
not remember it.
Now, did it change her at all? Did she decide to do things differently in her life? Because you know, a lot of times, like, near-death experiences, really, they kind of set your head right again.
As far as I know, she's okay, I think, mentally from it. I mean, it was a little while afterwards, she was a little nervous getting on the highway again, go home. And she only lives the highway. She gets on I-35, about 4 or 5 miles away. She could take side streets, but she was a little nervous getting on the highway afterwards.
Oh, dude, we're
I
driving.
Know she has said she will not follow those things no more.
No, you never do. Like, I don't want to do it in a car, let alone a motorcycle. I see that on a bike. I'm three lane. I will either slow down, I will pass them, or I will be next to them. But I'm not riding behind anything with anything, it just doesn't matter. The world can't be controlled through good feelings, you know. No truck driver just says, "Hey, today is going to be the day my drive shaft comes off and goes through someone's car." These are just things that happen in life. So yeah, I don't even know how you avoid things like the 2x4 coming at that lady. You can't avoid it. It was coming. The truck was passing her.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, you don't think that's going to happen. You, like, Bill, your friend with the drive shaft, you know, you're not going to see that come off.
No. Years ago, we're talking back in the 80s, my dad coached a softball team. He had a girl on a softball team. A tire came off a car going the opposite direction in front of Bannister Mall, came to the windshield and did kill her.
Oh, that's awful, man. Yeah.
I don't follow things like that ever myself. I'm like you. I will get to the side of them. I'll wait to pass them. I'll speed by them real quick.
Yeah.
I do not follow them.
No, man. It just takes 1 second, man, for sure. All right, hold on. Hey, listen. What do we got here? You want to go to Exiled Trail of Terror since we're talking about getting scared?
What was it?
You like haunted houses?
I do.
Come on. Stop putting you in there. Hold on. Exiled Trail of Terror and hook them up with those morning show shirts, too. Hey, Bob. What's up? Are you there, Bob?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, Johnny. Hey, I got a story for you. I was working in Atlanta in 2012, and I was driving a van, an electrician's van, and it was morning rush hour, and there was 4 lanes of interstate in each direction, and we were probably doing close to 80 mile an hour, and so I was following a semi, and the semi rolls over a piece of plywood on the highway, and this piece of plywood with the airfoil from the semi, it stood this piece of plywood straight up, and it was standing just in midair about 2 foot off the ground, and I'm looking at it going, oh, crap. And I just kind of grabbed the steering wheel hard, and the air from my van pushing the air that was holding that plywood up, it lifted it up and went right over the top of my van, never touched me. And I looked in my rear view, and the car behind me slammed on its brakes, and it was like, I don't remember how many cars actually piled up. But there was a lot of cars that got piled up.
Sure, yeah, no, that's terrifying, man. You think about that because you just go, it's just a little pane of glass between you and absolute destruction.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah. It made me nervous.
Yeah, no, it should, man. I saw a piece of steel get popped up from a truck. We had to go through New York City on motorcycles, Bob and I dodged it. I saw the truck hit it. It was one of those big plates that lay on the street. And for whatever reason, it gave it like tiddlywinks, like when it goes dink, and it went, and I saw Bob duck, and it went right over his head. I was like, Jesus
Christ.
Like, it had clipped the top 2 inches of his skull off. Had it hit him. Like, it'd have been Silence of the Lambs.
Mm.
Yeah.
That'd been a lot worse than plywood. All right, love you, brother. Love you. Take care.
Love you, man. I just think about all the times of crazy ass that's happened over the years that we were driving the RV to Sturgis. I was driving. It was my turn. And it was almost dusk. And we pulled out. We'd gotten gas. And we had just gotten up to speed. And I saw this giant pheasant come out. And I'm like, you ain't going to make it. You're not going to make it. You're not going to. Oh, and you can't swerve.
Nope.
So all you do is just drive, and you're, I just watched it happen. He just came out of the right, slow, fat bastard, cave in the windshield. Oh. Like someone took a bowling ball and threw it at you. It literally made a round, it broke the windshield, but because it's the safety glass, it didn't shatter, so it just made a round dent. Like, and then just, you know, it went, fell back out again. And then we had to drive the rest of the way. It started to rain, and the whole thing shattered, like, you know, like a kaleidoscope. Oh, yeah. So
how the hell you're supposed to see out of that?
Rain, and then oncoming headlights hitting the glass, just turned it into a giant kaleidoscope all the way into the city for the next 400 miles.
My fear is the Jeep hood coming up.
Seeing that happen on an old car, driving on the road, look over, and just happened to be looking at a car, and you could see the hood going, and it goes, whoosh, and smashed out the windshield.
Because on some of the windy days, I'm like, oh, God, please say that thing's down.
Yeah. Yeah. That would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say your best bet is to look out the side window and stop.
Oh, I'll Ace Ventura it right over to the curb.
Yeah. It's just, it is truly over the top, man. Hey, what happened to you, Robin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, I was riding home this past April on my sport bike, just left work on I-70, got up to speed in the left lane, a tractor trailer in the middle lane, and nothing much to do. I had a car in front of me, and out of nowhere, I seen something coming to my sight line 20, 25 feet overhead, and I was able to track it, and it was a full-size truck tire. It wasn't a diesel tire. I don't know where it come from. And at that point, all I was able to do was just kind of squat my neck down because I couldn't, at that point when I locked on, I couldn't just like jam on the brakes, you know, because of traffic. And, I know that it was I actually got the truck tire 2 days later. My wife had business on that side of town, was in a vehicle, and I was scanning the side. It was between 57th and 635 on I-70, and I was looking. I seen a tire up on the side of the road. I was able to go all the way up and around the horn and back to it, and it was like a full-size Dodge pickup truck tire, and I can tell where the lug nuts hadn't been secured properly, and even the hub cut into the inside of the rim, and yeah, that thing whirled right by me really, you know, close.
Yeah, no, that's no joke, man. I mean, you think about the weight and then the kinetic energy. If when that hits you, it just, you're dead. I mean, it just kills you instantly. There's no way to survive it.
I had about a 20-mile ride home from that and was deliberating whether to tell my wife about that or not, you know. And I was just like, because I had no course of action other than to just kind of squat my head. I was in a full-face helmet, et cetera.
Yeah.
But none of that would have mattered. I'd have been a grease spot.
Yeah, no. That just means you got a real nice-looking head to pick up off the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, if you've ever, I mean, because I've been through one of those close calls on bikes, and you get super adrenaline, and then you get super shaky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, maybe I should just get off the road for a minute and just stand here. Yeah, and think about what could have happened. All right, you hold on. Hold on a second. It wasn't something flying up, but I was coming off Midland to cross over Shawnee Mission Parkway. So I was coming from like the 435 Hereford House side, and I'd come back down Midland towards Shawnee Mission Parkway on Midland.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you got to cross. It's a two-lane, median, two-lane.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go up and turn left. And just as I started to go, I just happened to look. And this car ran, it's a truck, a big old monster-type truck, ran the light at 70 miles an hour. And I'm telling you, like, I was like, oh, like, holy S, that was real close. Like, 1 second closer, disintegration. Same thing happened in Front Royal to Bob and I. We were, before that night before the Shenandoah run to the Blue Ridge Parkway, we're almost to Washington, D.C., and we're getting a hotel. We'd gone out, or we had a hotel, we went out to eat, and then we were coming back to the hotel, and it was to this little town called Front Royal, and its old buildings were super tall, like you know, 8 stories, brick, and you couldn't see. The light turns green, and we both start to go, and then just same thing. Monster goes the other way, and we're both like, like, I swear to you, I thought it took tread off my tire. That's how close it was when it roared through that light, and it would have just, we'd just been blown to pieces. Like, oh, like, just put whatever in whatever coffin, because there's nothing left.
Meat nuggets.
We can't tell who's who anymore. Put the hairier stuff in Bob Edwards. Yeah, so it is, I'm telling you, man, getting hit and stuff on the highway is no good. Clifford? Hey, Clifford.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, man.
Hey, I had a good friend of mine. He was going home on Nolan Road. It's probably about 2-3 years ago. He was going home on Nolan Road. And you know how people haul mattresses on cars? They just throw them on the roof. And sometimes they're
yes.
screw balls that they hold on to them.
Yes.
Well, mattresses on the roof of this car. He was just going home like normal. And out of nowhere, the mattress comes off of that car, flies to the air, lands right in front of him. It gets sucked right up into the front wheel of his motorcycle. He comes off, bounces off the mattress, hits the ground. The bike, the mattress, and him slide across Nolan Road over to the side. He went to emergency room. They checked him out and everything. He's all scraped up, but he was good. The motorcycle and the mattress were toast, though, and they never found out who it was.
No, of course not. No, that turd kept on driving. But, man, God bless him. That kid, he was living right.
Yeah, he did.
I could have smoked him. Man, that would have been the end of it. It's all right, hold on. Hold on a second, Clifford. What about Steven there? Let me take one more before I go to Lysak. What happened, Steven?
Hey, Johnny, I was going up 95 north, or 35 north, and there was a utility truck in front of me, and I saw something round just slowly go up into the air, and I was watching it, and it ricocheted at me, and at the last second, I realized it was a gigantic saw blade.
Like a concrete saw?
Cutting concrete.
Yeah, they're like a concrete saw.
Exactly.
Like they're like 20 inches wide.
Yeah, dude, it came directly at me. I had last second turned the wheel, embedded in my headlight in the blinker on the driver's side.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, terrible, but awesome because that had to look spectacular.
It did. It was slow motion, so I was like, "Wow, that's kind of neat." What is that?
Well, when you survive, yeah. You're like, "God, goddamn." Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Do you still have it?
You know what? I didn't. By the time I pulled over, it fell off and it clanked over, and I pulled over to look, and I was like, I should really go get that thing.
Yeah, no, I'm a weirdo. I always say, like, that stuff, that's phenomenal. All right, hold on a second here. Take some of those F-Giant Air shirts, too, and hook them up with whatever we got. All right, Jake? Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.